You're back on the Rubicon with James Lewis, Healthcare for the Culture. As I stated, I have a good friend, somebody I have a lot of respect for, and comes in seemingly every summer. I think, Pax, you were an intern for us back in when you were in college.
Back in the day.
And Pax Fordham is a brilliant young individual from here in Nashville. Him and I are both alums of the Oakwood University. Before we get started, Pax, what are your thoughts about Oakwood University, the new president?
Yeah.
You were USN president yourself.
I was class president.
Get it mixed up. But what are your thoughts about what's going on at Oakwood? I've talked about that on the other show, the Landstate Radio Network, the sports talk show, because they have a group of young brothers that are doing sports, and I'm trying to work with them and help them get scholarships and help them get on Sirius XM and all of those things. But what are your thoughts about the new administration? I'm not trying to start any controversy.
No, you're fine.
What are your thoughts about the new administration, the lack of jewelry, the new rules, all of those things? What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, as always, thank you so much for having me. I come here specifically for the great, pleasant intros that I appreciate so much. And also for the dudes that do journalism that you're talking about, half of them, some of them I went to high school with.
I figured that you know those.
Some of them are Pine Forge kids that I can connect you with. So I've
already reached out to them. I already offered them scholarships.
Oh, it's done.
They have contracts on the table. I said that, you know, you have a few weeks, read through it, go through it, because I'm very specific. I don't just say, it's got to be in writing. So if I say I'm going to give you $1,000 a semester, you got to sign on it because it has to be legally binding. But I've already talked to those gentlemen, and we're really trying to get them on Sirius. I'd like to get them, if the people in Howard University Radio are listening, we're on 141, which is HUR Voices. HBCU is Sirius XM 142, which is also owned by Howard University Radio.
Oh.
That's the younger group. So 141 is where the older people my age are on. The 142 station is where people that are actually still at HBCUs are on, and I'd love to get them on there. So I'm trying to get them plugged in. But what are your thoughts about the new administration? Before we get talked, this has nothing to do with healthcare.
All good.
But I haven't talked to Pax in some time. What are your thoughts on the new?
Yeah, so you know, it's been a year since I've kind of been on campus.
Right.
And a few things that they're kind of adding, right? So one thing that's getting a lot of students up in arms is the making kids be out of the dorm from 11 to, I want to say, 2 every Saturday. You know, the seven-day Adventist. Let's go to church on Saturday, not Sunday. Right. Not being forced to go to church, but kind of being forced out of the dorm. Also trying to cut back on jewelry because, you know, in our culture, that's also a big thing.
When I was at Oakwood, so I wore jewelry
as
a jewelry person. I wouldn't dare wear jewelry on campus when I was at Oakwood. Now, this is 25 years ago, so I'm old. But I found it interesting because the culture is just different. I've been there because we do sports at Oakwood. I cover the Ambassadors basketball games and distribute those through the Landstate Radio Network. And you see all sorts of jewelry. You see different things. I'm not offended by it. I don't care, but it's just different. It's different than what Oakwood is traditionally.
So I'll say this, and this is, I'll give you a long way of going around going to a simple answer.
All right.
Are you familiar with Doug Wilson, who that is?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so he is a reformed Calvinist Baptist who recently did a really viral interview with CNN because he just started a church in D.C.
Okay.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth goes to his church.
All right.
He's like a big name in the conservative, right-wing, reformed group.
And that's why Pax is on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, I appreciate it. But one major thing about the interview is he is one of the main Christians that's like, honestly, y'all can call me a Christian nationalist because I'm for Christian nationalism.
Okay, I know who you're talking about now with the
He's one of the first guys to be like, I am for Christian nationalism. Right. People should not necessarily have the choice of if they want to ordain Christian rules and they can follow them.
Right.
I want my nation to be Christian
fascism.
And I'm going to make people follow it, right? Which is
in America's DNA. That's what we are.
A lot of it
is Christianity by force, which I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Sure.
But then how Christianity is represented and the place of African Americans in Christianity is not the most optimized place based on America's history from 250 years.
And one argument you can make with that is a lot of the times it's less optimal to market a religion when you force people to follow the rules.
Absolutely.
I kind of think when it comes to Oakwood stuff, generally I'm a seeker sensitive kid. I've kind of been raised in that like church model history thing. Yeah, you can
you
force.
You and I are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, you can force kids to go to church. I don't think it's going to make them want to go to them more. I think it's funny that like I went to a boarding academy where their main thing was trying to teach kids discipline, because any boarding academy or boarding school is going to want to, you know, turn people into disciplined citizens of society. But, you know, we were forced to wear ties and like full suits to church every week. And right. I probably rarely have done that ever since, because once you get out of the system, you kind of really don't want to do it. So if our goal is to want people to fall in love with going to church and following these rules that we have, then I don't think it's going to have that result. If our goal is in the same way that with America, we want our nation to just look and feel Christian,
right,
and we want our school to look and feel Adventist, depending on how you define Adventist,
right,
then I guess I can't say that's incoherent.
Okay.
Is that your goal?
No, I like
it's not
like,
my goal.
I like your honesty.
Yeah.
I'm of the point, and I am not a parent, but obviously I have a lot of friends who have people that are at Oakwood University. And I think it's a relevant topic because we're on Howard University Radio Network. So it's a HBCU conversation. I think the same pendulum swings at Howard and Hampton and FAMU and Tuskegee and Morehouse and Spelman. You have conservative traditional values, and then you have what's going on today. You have to, obviously it's a business. You have to have enough people at the school to meet your P&L obligations. But me personally, I have more of an old school feel. I actually like some of the rules that people think are a little draconian. I think that a good leader implements rules over the course of time. I don't know if you can shift and pivot immediately.
Okay.
Meaning that yesterday you could do something and today we're just doing something completely different. But I like the concept. I'm willing to give this administration and leadership an opportunity. I think that it takes a year or 2 years. But I wondered of your thoughts, because I know you're a leader on campus, which is a great segue because we really haven't started to introduce
PACS.
For real. So like I said, PACS Fordham is an alumnus of Oakwood University. And the reason I wanted to have him on the Rubicon is you did an internship over the summer in Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
So you know what's going on. I'm seeing you, you're live streaming, you're at Congress, you're talking to some of the movers and shakers, you're on Capitol Hill, you're walking around DC, streaming it, doing photo shoots, hanging out, all of that stuff. Now, I know it wasn't as much fun as you portrayed it to be because you're in some serious meetings with some serious people. But I wanted to ask you, we're going to talk healthcare, but what was the biggest takeaway just in the environment, being in DC, being on Capitol Hill? It had to be a culture shock from you coming from Nashville, going to Oakwood, which is in Huntsville, Alabama, a school of 1,300 people. Then you're in downtown DC, you're on Capitol Hill, you're at the Lincoln Monument, everybody in their policy, Trump's coming in. It's just a crazy time to be in politics. What are some of the things that really stuck out for you during your time in the internship?
Yeah, so I mean, genuinely, I love my time there. I was one of, you know, after I graduated, I kind of did some local work, worked on a local state transit campaign, and then kind of used that experience to apply to this cool program called Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. If there's any students listening, honestly, if you're interested in politics or pre-law or anything like that, it is kind of a bang for your buck. It's free to apply, but it is a bang for your time and energy to apply for the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation internship that basically houses you in DC for the summer, spring, or fall, and that's pairs awesome. You up with senators and interns, people to work right. with. So I had a great time, generally, just because it's a, you know, I mean, you're in DC and you're around people that want to talk about politics all day, and it's something that I kind of wanted to learn about.
Now, what exactly were you doing? Were you working specifically for a congressman or a congresswoman, or is it just the Black Caucus? Like, what was a typical day in your internship?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a few different internships. Normally, they split up interns based off if you are interested in comms and if you are interested in legislature. I were interned for a congresswoman who represents a district in Georgia.
All right.
And a lot of my work was communications. I majored in film and TV. I'm a communications student. So, you know, a lot of PR, press work, writing speeches, press statements, tweets. There's some, if you look at some social media posts that the congresswoman made, I designed some of the flyers and stuff.
Yes.
The equivalent of, you know, being the PR intern at a church or something like that. So, yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're coming up on a break. We're going to come back because I have a whole bunch of questions to ask PACS specifically about healthcare. We'll be back. More to Rubicon, healthcare for the culture.
The Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
People with HIV who take HIV medicine as prescribed can become undetectable, which means the amount of HIV in their body is so low a test cannot detect it. And it means they will not transmit HIV to their sexual partners. Learn more about U equals U.
Let's stop HIV together.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
SiriusXM 141 HR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch Day Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch Day Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.